It was last school year that his sixth grade teacher made the comment in class, but 13-year-old Saleh Chowdhury's family is still pursuing a resolution. It was in a history class at the Brentano Math and Science Academy in Logan Square that the teacher allegedly described a hypothetical situation in which Saleh would carry a bomb aboard a plane and blow it up.
Saleh is the only Muslim, the only Arab in the classroom, and in using that example, she basically gave the go-ahead for all the students to begin harassing him.
His family says the boy came home from school with tears in his eyes as he described the painful harassment he faced from other students immediately afterward. They went to the school's principal at the time, Georgette Watson, asking that the teacher be disciplined. Watson passed away later that year before she was able to resolve their concerns. Now the family and American Islamic leaders are meeting with the school board and a mediator to come up with a resolution. They want the teacher fired.
I believe that's the severest and harshest punishment that could be given out. Should be given out.
Either she did it willfully or just completely irresponsibly. And either way, it reflects negligence to the extent that she should not be teaching in the Chicago public schools.
The family is also hoping the school will provide counseling to Saleh and sensitivity training to teachers. Late this afternoon, school CEO Arnie Duncan responded.
It's very disturbing that this kind of thing would happen, and I just appreciate the family so much for stepping forward and talking to us about that. That takes courage to do that, and the only way we can make sure these things never happen again is by addressing them openly and honestly.
Well, the teacher is still working for the Chicago Public Schools, but is no longer at Brentano Academy. Arnie Duncan says the board is working with the mediator to resolve the concerns. Their next meeting is scheduled for late next month. Incidentally, the family says it was just a coincidence that today's meeting was scheduled for 9/11.
All right, John, thank you for